This is the DX Audio Service for September 1985. And I guess the top news story for this edition of the DX Audio Service is our new news logos, which you're now hearing for the very first time. We put these together here in the studio for the audio service. They're customized for the audio service, and we'll be supplementing them from time to time with new cuts and new material just to keep everything fresh, but keep it on a customized basis just for us here at the audio service. I realize that some of the folks out there who are jingle collectors might want a copy of the audio service logos. We have no problem with that. Probably the best thing to do is just send a C60 cassette here to the audio service, and we'll dub you off a copy. Tell you what, we got a lot of material here to cover on this edition of the DX Audio Service, so what I'd like to do is swing it right over to Jerry Starr with the AM Switch column. Jerry?
Hi, this is Jerry Starr with the latest edition of AM Switch for the DX Audio Service, as taken from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. As always, a lot of call letter changes, and here we go by frequency, starting with 540. WDAK Columbus, Georgia becomes WEIZ. New station on 670 in Miami, Florida will be WCBJ. On 680, the new station in Lacey, Washington will be KLDY. 720, new station in Richland, Mississippi, becomes WRBR. On 750, KEPB, El Paso, Texas, changes calls to KAMA. KAMA, of course, is an existing call. The people who own that station have bought the CP for the new station and sold their existing license. And by the way, that new station in El Paso is already on the air. On 760, new station in Thornton, Colorado, KMBD. 780, new station in Siesta Key, Florida, will be WJKB. 910, KJJJ, Phoenix, Arizona, changes to KFYI. On 1010, KCMP, Brush, Colorado, becomes KKGZ. On 1020, new station in Eagle River, Alaska, will be KCFA. On 1030, new station in Vernon Hills, Illinois, will become WLMV. Several changes on 1040, KIFH, Honolulu, Hawaii, changes to KLHT, and the new station in St. Joseph's, Tennessee, will be WJOR. On 1060, KAMA, we mentioned earlier about that station and its ownership moving to the new CP on 750. The new owners of the 1060 facility have changed the call from KAMA in El Paso, Texas, to KFNA. On 1100, new station in Highlands, North Carolina will be WZZH. 1120, WDOZ. Maryville, Tennessee becomes WCGM. There's sort of an interesting story about that. The original call granted to this new facility was WCGM. They applied to change WDOZ, and less than a week later applied to change back to WCGM. All this has taken place since the last time we reported to you, so we're reporting this call change for your information only. Essentially, there is no actual change because the call remains WCGM. This happens a little later on in another call letter change. We'll tell you about when we get to it. On 1130, WACQ, Carville, Alabama, becomes WSFU. 1170, new station in Collierville, Tennessee, becomes WWEE. 1220, WVLW, Stillwater, Minnesota, changes to WTCN. On 1240, KAKZ, Wichita, Kansas, changes to KRZZ. On 1270, KGUI, Palm Desert, California, changes to KNWZ. 1280, KYKN, Eugene, Oregon, becomes KQAK. On 1290, the new station in Kanab, Utah, becomes KKZN. On 1300, the silent KGHX, Fairbanks, Alaska, applies to change to KRKO, which should signal a return of this station to the air. On 1310, KFYI, silent in Oakland, California, applies to change to KDIA, which also should signal a return of KDIA to the air, and no doubt with its original black format. On 1320, KNNC, Oceanside, California, becomes KEZL. 1360, WABT, Madison, Alabama, changes to WDLT. 1370, WMYD, Wickford, Rhode Island, changes back to WKFD. 1380 WNVR, Naugatuck, Connecticut, becomes WNAQ. On 1420 WAMV, Amherst, Virginia, changes to WWWL. 1440 WKHJ, Mount Holly, South Carolina, new call will be WJBS. On 1350 WTHU, Thurmont, Maryland, a historic station in the fact that it was the last station ever granted a 100-watt license before they were eliminated. WTHU on 1450 changes to WFCO. On 1460, KCAN, El Reno, Oklahoma, changes to KZUE. 1490, WSID, Sydney, New York, becomes WCDO. On 1510, WWWO, Marco Island, Florida, becomes WMIB. Two changes on 1540, WSWG, Greenwood, Mississippi, becomes WKXG. KUQQ in Fort Worth, Texas, changes to KMIA after applying for the call, then applying to have the call set aside, and now applying for the call again. So, finally, KUQQ Fort Worth, Texas, has changed to KMIA. On 1560, WBUK Portage, Michigan, becomes WHEZ. On 1570, we have another one of those call letter changes that occurred several times in between times we reported to you. On 1570... Grover City, California, KTOR, changed to KCFY. 2 days later, they changed back to KTOR. So again, essentially, there is no change in your logbook. This is for your information only. Grover City, California on 1570 is once again KTOR. And finally, on 1580, WAJE, Ebensburg, Pennsylvania, another station which is silent, has been granted new calls, WEBG. So that may mean that we can expect to hear that station back on the air soon. Number of applications for new stations. Here we go. On 540 Ferris, Texas. 670 Farragut, Tennessee, reapplies. On 700, applications for new stations in Union Park, Florida, College Park, Maryland, Hazelwood, Oregon, McLean, Virginia, and Reston, Virginia. On 710, there's an application for a new station in Ennis, Montana. Now, if that sounds familiar to you, yes, there was a CP issued for a KMMD on 710 in Ennis, Montana. That station was never built. In fact, construction was never initiated. The CP was extended a number of times. The FCC finally decided to cancel the last request for an extension of the CP. So KMMD 710 can be scratched from the logbook, and a new application has been made for 710 in Ennis, Montana. On 720, applications for new stations in Dover, Florida, Holly Hills, Florida, and Long Beach, Washington. 810, new station in Hahira, Georgia. Once again, these are applications only. On 840, Seymour, Wisconsin. 870, Pismo Beach, Florida. 880, Monticello, California, and Thousand Palms, California. On 890, Rosemont, California, and Marcos Island, California. On 1000, Culbertson, Nebraska. 1020, Homestead Park, South Carolina. 1050, Fraser Park, California. On 1070, Laurel, Delaware. 1120, Bridge City, Texas. That's a reapplication. On 1230, Watkinsville, Georgia. 1410, Los Ranchos de Albuquerque, New Mexico. On 1500, St. Cloud, Florida. And on 1510, Melbourne Beach, Florida. Those are all applications for new stations. Here are some new stations who have been granted a construction permit by the FCC. These are new stations granted. On 680, Lacey, Washington, 250 watts daytime non-DA. 770, Lynn Haven, Florida, 5,000 day, 500 night, U4. 1030, Pleasure Ridge Park, Kentucky, 1,000 D1. On 1040, St. Joseph's, Tennessee, that is a 250-watt daytimer, non-directional. Last issue of the DX News, that was incorrectly listed as St. Joseph's, Missouri. We made the correction when we recorded the audio service, but in case you use both the audio service and the DX News, please make that correction. On 1040, it is St. Joseph, Tennessee. Also on 1040, Green Valley, West Virginia, 10,000 watts D1. These are grants for new stations. On 1090, in Port Charlotte, Florida, 5,000 day, 250 night, U4. 1120, Concord, Massachusetts, 1,000 watts day and night, separate patterns day and night. On 1180, Hope Valley, Rhode Island, 5,000 watts, D1. 1490, Salina, Utah, 1,000 watts day and night non-directional. And on 1580, grant for a new station in Windsor, California, 250 watts directional daytime only. Now let's take a look at some of the highlights of applications and grants from existing stations. Applications have been made on 930 by WBYG in Sandwich, Illinois, to change to the rather odd powers of 710 watts day and 2,600 watts night U4. I've seen this published in several government sources, so I am assuming those power listings are correct, although, as I said, they are somewhat unusual. On 1380, WZEL, Young Harris, Georgia, applies to move to 770. 1400, WNBG, Waynesboro, Tennessee, applies to move to 930. On 1490, WYKR, Wells River, Vermont, applies to move to 1100. This is a reapplication. On 1520, WYFC Ypsilanti, Michigan, would like to move to 990 and go full-time. On 1550, WRHC Coral Gables, Florida, has applied to move to 1560 full-time, including a 50,000-watt day power. And finally, on 1600, KGWB West Richland, Washington, has applied to change their hours from full-time to daytime only and change the city of license to Priest River, Idaho. Those are all applications from existing facilities. Here are some grants to existing stations which have been made recently by the FCC. These, once again, are highlights. On 770, KJCB, Lafayette, Louisiana, day power has been raised to 5,000 watts. 850, WIVS, Crystal Lake, Illinois, power raised to 5,000 watts. On 960, WRFC, Athens, Georgia, night power raised to 2,500 watts. 1120, WMKS, Gordon, Georgia, power is altered to 10,000 watts, 2,500 watts critical hours. That remains directional, or rather non-directional, daytime only. On 1230, WANO, Pineville, Kentucky, changes their mode to SH1. Specified hours, they will operate from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., 7 days a week. On 1250, KNCK, Grass Valley, California, changes their frequency to 830 kilohertz with 5,000 watts non-directional daytime only. On 1360, WABT, Madison, Alabama, also changes frequency. They'll slide down to 730 kilohertz. They'll have a kilowatt non-directional daytime only. 1410, KCOL, Fort Collins, Colorado, changes their day power to 5,000 watts. On 1430, WGFS, Covington, Georgia, power to 5,000 watts. 1460, WRBL, Mount Holly, New Jersey, changes their city of license to Florence, New Jersey. On 1510, WWBC in Cocoa, Florida, is moving to 770 kilohertz. They'll have 5,000 day, 500 nights, and they're changing their city of license to Rockledge, Florida. Also on 1510, WMIB, Marco Island, Florida, gets their grant to move to 1480 with 1,000 watts full-time, U4. On 1580, WJIK Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, moves to 830 kilohertz. They'll be full-time with 10,000 day, 2,500 nights, U4. On 1600, WCKZ, Austell, Georgia, raises their power to 2,500 watts. And finally, on 1600, WQZQ in Lebanon, Tennessee, moves to 1,200 kilohertz with 5,000 day, 500 nights, directional night only. If this sounds in conflict with previous information, it is. An earlier FCC release indicated that a grant for a new station was given in Lebanon, Tennessee for 1,200. Subsequent information now indicates that this was actually a grant for WQZQ to move from 1,600 to 1,200. We phoned the station and talked to the manager, and he confirms that indeed that is the situation. So the first FCC release was in error, and the true information is that 1600 WQZQ Lebanon, Tennessee will be the one moving to 1200 in Lebanon. That's it for grants to existing stations. Let's ramble down through our otherness column and look at some of the highlights from news and notes from around the broadcast band biz. On 600 KIIX, Fort Collins, Colorado, their full-time operation in Wellington, Colorado, is now on the air. On 680 WOGO, Halley, Wisconsin, that new station is also on with a religious format. On 690 WVOK in Birmingham, Alabama, their full-time application has been dismissed. On 960 WJCM Sebring, Florida, their full-time CP is now on the air. And on 980 WBBS Pompano Beach, Florida, full-time CP, that is also on the air. On 1030, WMIN Maplewood, Minnesota has finally made the move to this frequency. They are no longer on 1010. On 1130, WWBF Bartow, Florida, their full-time CP is now on the air. On 1250, KLLK Willits, California, this station has been testing and should have begun its regular schedule by the time you hear this. On 1330, WEBT Milton, Florida, that station is now silent. On 1380, WSFL in New Bern, North Carolina, let their full-time CP expire. The FCC has dismissed their application to issue a new CP, and so cancel the move to Trent Woods, North Carolina, and cancel the full-time. WSFL remains in New Bern and remains daytime. 1390, KPPL, Denver, Colorado, that station is now silent. 1510, WTRJ, Troy, Ohio, application to move to 1030 was dismissed in the same application that granted the new station in Pleasure Ridge Park, Kentucky. And on 1510, WRUA, Monroeville, Pennsylvania, silent for several months, has now returned to the air with the same oldie format they had before they left the air. That's about it for this time for AM Switch. From the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News, I'm Jerry Starr for the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And as you notice, we did it to him on the front of his report again with some old news logos. Trivia question is, what major network did that news logo come from? We'll have the answer on the end of side one. In Canadian notes, the CRTC of Canada, their version of the FCC, has recently ordered several of the CBC AM stations off the air in a program of gradually switching the CBC over to FM stations. Several areas, which will be served by both AM and FM CBC stations, are getting the AM axe, so to speak, and more will come. The AM stations officially ordered off the air so far are CBNM at 740, CBH at 860, CBA at 1070, and CBD at 1110. They must leave the air by November 1st of 1985. Although it is doubtful that the CBC will scrap all their AM facilities, there will certainly be more casualties in the coming weeks, and it may be very difficult to log and verify some of the small and distant provinces, so get them while you can.
Do you know who Hugh Heller is? He's not the father of radio, a leader of a band, a program director, or the Invisible Man.
The Invisible Man is sound information in the world of radio. Your mind can see the Invisible Man. He brings a better picture than anybody can.
Hugh Heller creates jingles, and during the late 60s and early 70s, his jingles were on some of the biggest stations in the nation. His creativity made each cut stand out on the dial.
Washington has the Marine Band,
the Army Band,
the Air Force Band,
the Navy Band,
and WMAN.
1050 Country, New York.
Now Heller has come up with something new, the Hook of the Month. Hugh is putting together first-generation music masters from recording companies and creating jingles that match the key and the tempo. So far, 18 stations have signed up, including some of the CBS FM outlets. What next? Tap dance jingles?
And now, contestant number one, from Cleveland, Ohio,
WJW.
There's lots of music on tap. WJW. Dancing its way to stardom.
You'll never stop them. Remember that number is 850.
In Cleveland, oh.
W.
WJW.
I'm John Bowker for the DX Audio Service.
What's going on in the AM dial-up in Detroit these days? Well, with a report, here's Phil Wayne on ratings.
With the Detroit Tigers still in action, WJR is holding on to rather impressive numbers during this part of the year. The Arbitron spring quarter showed that WJR was leading the pack. They jumped from a 7.2 share just before the baseball season to a 10.4 in the April-May-June period. Seven other stations also showed increases, too. Among them was CKLW, which rose from a dismal 1.2 to a 5.2. This put the Big 8 into the number 7 spot. CKLW has the Music of Your Life format, and until recently, broadcast in AM stereo. News Radio 95, WWJ, took the number 8 spot with an overall ranking of 4.9 in the book. WWJ had held a 5.6 in the winter book. Typically, spring books are not too good for news talk formats. Speaking of news talk, WXYT News Talk 1270 dropped from a 5.1 to a 3.4. Finally, WCXI 1130 dropped from a 2.2 in the winter book to a 1.8. With religious WLQV turning to rock WCZY AM and the changeover in management and ownership of WCLS FM and WNIC AM and FM, only the soothsayer can predict what will happen to ratings in the Motor City. With a look at Motown, I'm Phil Wayne.
Well, let's take a look at DXChange as edited by Russ Edmonds, 753 Valley Road in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. His zip code is 19422. If you have something to buy, sell, or trade, be sure to send it to Russ and we'll put it on the list. Let's take a look at what we have here in the receiver department. First of all, Neil Wolfish is selling a Drake SPR4 general coverage receiver. It's long wave, medium wave, and short wave bands, tropical bands. It's a fine performer on medium wave in very good condition with original owner's manual, alignment instructions, and a 12-volt DC power cord for mobile use. He's asking $300 Canadian, and the shipping is negotiable. Contact Neil Wolfish, apartment 706-3900 Yonge Street, that's spelled Y-O-N-G-E, in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Zip code is M4N3N6. And the telephone number is area code 416-489-7307. And you can call them up till 10 o'clock at night. Also on the list from Ed Best is a Hammerlin HQ180AX receiver in mint condition with matching speaker. It's $300 plus shipping. Contact Ed Best at 2826 Stewart Drive in Durham, North Carolina. Zip code is 27707. His telephone number is area code 919-489-2164. Steve Kennedy has a Yaesu FRG7700. It's in good condition. No manual, though. He must sell it. $200 or we'll negotiate. We'll consider a swap for a good R388 or Hammerlin receiver. Contact Steve Kennedy, Post Office Box 402 in Waverly, Tennessee. His zip code is 37185. Well, Jerry Strawman has a few items for sale. First of all, a Radio Shack DX400 in excellent condition with manual, $150 plus UPS shipping. Also, a R390A communications receiver in very good condition, $270 or best offer, and he can ship that UPS. Also, a Radio Shack TRF-12-655 with transfilters and loop input. It's in excellent condition, $25 including UPS. Contact Jerry Strawman, 519 30th Street, Northeast, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Zip code is 52402. And his telephone number is area code 319-362-7124. Matt Sutterheim has a Radio Shack DX300 digital receiver for sale. It's perfect for broadcast band and short wave, $130. The megahertz indicator does not accurately fall above 6 megahertz, but the kilohertz display is okay. Contact Matt Sutterheim at 510 Main Street, Roosevelt Island, New York, zip code 10044. And his telephone number is area code 212-888-7416, or you can call him at area code 516-668-5400. 5757. Finally, I have a Radio Shack DX160 communications receiver for sale. It covers 150 kilohertz to 30 megahertz. It's in good condition with a record jack for taping DX. It comes with the original speaker and all documentation, and I'm asking $85 plus shipping for that. And you can contact me right here at the DX Audio Service. Of course, the address is 706 McKenzie, and it's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E, Lima, Ohio, 45805. And that wraps it up for this edition of the DX Change. Remember, if you have anything to buy, sell, or trade, contact Russ Edmonds at 753 Valley Road in Bluebell, Pennsylvania. His zip code is 19422, and we'll put it on the next DX Change.
Last month, the DX Audio Service left you with a question, do you recall? We played an air check ID from WTIC in Hartford. Remember this?
This is Bill Henry. Join me for Strictly Sports on WTIC in Hartford, the sound of service for Southern New England.
It's 11 o'clock.
Well, we told you at the time there wouldn't be any confusion with the WTIC break, but let's tune now in Northern New England to 1390 AM and see what we hear.
WDOT, Burlington. It's 8 o'clock.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Chet Martin.
Well, we told you there wouldn't be much confusion with the WTIC ID. That was WDOT, Burlington, Vermont, 1390, and they're now running 5 kilowatts, by the way. That recording was made by our good friend Bob Curtis. Bob lives in Colchester, Vermont, the same town as the transmitting site for WVMT at 62 in Burlington. So, Bob, the DX Audio Service wants to thank you for the time and effort you put together in shipping us that tape. I'm John Bowker for the DX Audio Service.
Well, we're going to try a first here on the DX Audio Service. For those of you that do have stereo playback decks for your audio service cassettes, well, we've had a lot of comments about AM stereo and what does it sound like. So we're going to give you a sample in stereo of AM stereo. Here it is.
Until 11 o'clock. Winston here. You can win your way to Walt Disney World with Larry Lujak. I will have details coming up.
And that's what AM stereo sounds like on a decent AM stereo receiver. If we don't have too much phase error on the cassette, it should sound pretty good. Now, the answer to our trivia question. What network did this news logo come from? That news logo came from the ABC Radio Network, and I think that was about a decade or so ago that that was on the air on most of the ABC affiliates. Here's another news logo from ABC that maybe you haven't heard in a long time. Well, if memory serves me right, that's from the ABC Entertainment Radio Network, and I don't think I've heard that on the air in 7 years or so, so it qualifies as an oldie but goodie. And that about wraps up side one of this cassette, the DX Audio Service for September of 1985. On side two of this cassette, we'll take a look at Domestic DX Digest, International DX Digest, of course, some muses, and news and information about radio and DXing. This is the DX Audio Service, a service of the National Radio Club.